broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. This is the broadcast for July 12th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we are absolutely delighted to carry forward the legacy of our founding fathers and use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, with all of its checks and balances as our guide. It is the political religion of our nation. It is the blueprint for liberty. And all we got to do is return to it, ladies and gentlemen. Sounds simple enough, right? Boy, howdy, is it harder than heck in a modern day of ignorant folks running around everywhere that embrace socialism and communism. But I digress, except to say we got to save them all. We got to work on it. We got to partner with our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the author of liberty can work miracles, and we pray that we can be part of those and that miracles will come our way, because, boy, howdy, in the tyrannical agenda known as modern-day America, it sure seems like nothing but America. A miracle will save us. So we're praying to our God Almighty. We're doing our best to turn to Him and repent, doing our best and letting, hopefully, our efforts be enough so He'll take care of the rest. Welcome to the broadcast. Dr. Scott Bradley with me. And a welcome to you, sir. Hope you had a delightful God, family, country-filled weekend.
Yes, we did. We did try to incorporate all of those things into the things that we were giving deep consideration to over the weekend. So, you know, same old, we try to be there.
Day in and day out, we're steady as a rock, ladies and gentlemen, telling the tale of liberty. We are truth tellers. FreedomsRisingSun.com is Dr. Bradley's website. His lifelong goal and collegiate series to match, to preserve the nation. I love it. It just gives me confidence and hope and cheerfulness all the way around. Whenever I hear about it, whenever I talk about it, whenever I think about it, I just have hope for the greatest country on the face of the earth. And that hope will not be dampened, because I know in the end, George Washington visions confirms, and others, we will win in the end, ladies and gentlemen. No matter how dark it appears and feels and seems, don't be deceived into thinking that it's hopeless, because that is a lie from the pit of hell. Satan wants you to believe that it's a lost cause. Give it up. The fat lady's already sung. That is not true. We trust in our God, and we know that we look to God, not government, for solutions. Welcome to the broadcast. All right, so there's so much to talk about, Dr. Bradley, but I got an article. Need to Know News is where I got this. And if you're not familiar with the Need to Know News people, it is the guy that wrote Creature from Jekyll Island, G. Edward Griffin's news website, a great news service that I keep an eye on daily. And the headline says this: is the Delta variant a hoax, or is it a cover for COVID vaccine-related deaths? Very interesting question. I'll turn it over to you before I give you kind of the nuts and bolts of the story. But very, very serious question. Is the Delta variant, so the COVID-19, whatever, that just keeps morphing, is the Delta variant a hoax, or is it a cover for COVID-19 related deaths? Your thoughts, Dr. Bradley, first.
Well, to me, he asked a question, excuse me, that really does need to be asked, and it needs to be investigated thoroughly, and I think there needs to be some real science behind it. I think without censorship and without control and manipulation, and I think that in both cases, that is happening. You know, we've talked before how I've been deplatformed because I bring these kind of questions up. And in fact, I've talked to people that they say, I can't believe you've been deplatformed, but we haven't. You know, and I don't know what I've done wrong, but I've done a lot of things apparently that violate community standards.
Those who haven't, their turn is coming. They just may not have hit the radar yet, but make no mistake, it's coming.
And at any rate, so let's look. You know, here we have. Why have we never been able to get a common cold vaccine? Well, it's because it's a moving target, kind of. What about a regular seasonal flu? It's kind of a moving target. Everything kind of manipulates and moves in nature, and we're surrounded with these kind of things all the time. Our bodies adjust, and we do our thing with our God-given immune system, and it's all wonderful until mankind manipulates and seems like they're going to play God for a while. So things are kind of a moving target. That seems like something that people have accepted for years and years and years. But this Delta variant could very well be a cover-up for COVID deaths. Now, now I haven't looked for the last couple, two, 3 days, but the last reporting I looked at was the government reporting system that does the vaccine adverse event reaction system, reporting system, VAERS system. And the VAERS system indicated, again, this is a U.S. government program. This is not me making these up. Nobody's saying, oh, man, this is you manipulating it. But over 400,000, 400.
All right. Well, Dr. Bradley takes care of that. 000. This is serious business. Go ahead, sir.
But 400,000 extremely adverse reactions. And they believe that only at most 10%. Of these adverse reactions are being reported. So do the math. If it's 10 times that, we're 4 million, but it may be as low as 1%. And the reason the reporting is so bad is because there's paperwork that goes with it. Nobody likes paperwork, so they don't report it. So do the math. This is a huge problem, but it's involving deaths also. It's approaching 10,000 on the government reporting system. The government reporting system, again, 10%, 1%, we don't know. Do the math and see how big this problem may be. Now, back in the 1976 swine flu debacle that Gerald Ford pushed on the nation, there were 47 million people that received the jab. And there was one guy, and I think he died of comorbidities, but I can't prove it, at Fort Dix that died from the swine flu. 56 people died from the vaccine. They pulled it. They pulled the plug on the system. They said it's not worth it. Okay, now today, in today's world, we are doing a bang-up job, continuing with this program, with maybe hundreds of thousands of people that have died, certainly hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that have been damaged by the vaccine. And this is a manipulated, agenda-driven program, and they are not willing to pull the plug with their own system indicating that this is a big issue. I personally know people, personally, that have had extremely adverse reactions. One that nobody will admit to me is anywhere close. In fact, they don't normally do it, but a young man, same age as my kids, jabbed, died, okay? Stroke-like symptoms, damaging. There's one young man I know that's 48 years old, a physician, and he can no longer practice medicine. He lives on supplemental oxygen now. And it's like, holy cow, people. And we had 56 people die in 1976, and you pulled this. And I personally believe we're just at the beginning of this, but it needs to be investigated. I'm not a scientist, I'm not a researcher, but I want truth. And it's like George Washington said, there's but one straight course, and that is to seek truth and pursue it steadily. But those that are willing to vocalize the things that they say might be wrong with this are being shut down. And it's absolutely a violation of and we could talk at length about this fascist approach where we have businesses doing government bidding in a government-private arrangement, that the government has basically got the businesses manipulating so that the government doesn't have to take the blame. Now, we did this in Utah, too, by the way, where our governor says, oh, well, I'm not the one putting out the mandates. We're going to shut you down. It's the health department. Oh, my goodness, I'm an innocent, sweet young man that just has everything perfect in my life. Point of the matter is, they were working the scene behind the scenes. They did it to churches. Government agencies had churches become instruments of policy for government agendas. And so what's happening now is shutdowns, manipulation, censorship, and the truth can't prevail if no one is able to do may have a voice. And that's what the First Amendment's about. I mean, not everything, because we got a whole bunch of things kind of captured in that First Amendment. But the idea of press and speech was there to allow the people to hear of threats against their liberty, and this certainly is a threat against their liberty. So absolutely, I think that J. Edward Griffin's website needs to pursue this. This thing needs to, you know, highly qualified, well-credentialed individuals should be turned loose on this thing that are not driven by an agenda, and get to the bottom of it and find the real science behind it, because there hasn't been any real science thus far in anything we've done in response to this so-called COVID pandemic. So, yeah, either one of those could be reasonable, but the government statistics themselves indicate that this truly may be some kind of cataclysmic disaster shaping up, and nobody's able to talk about it. It's unbelievable. Just amazing to me.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Very interesting pros on this. My response to this question, is the Delta variant a hoax, or is it a cover for COVID vaccine-related deaths? I say take out the or and call it both. I think it is a hoax, and I think it is a cover-up for the deaths. And let me explain when we get back what I mean, and we'll have Dr. Bradley respond. And, of course, we'll drill into it. We got a whole lot of other topics to discuss in relation thereto. Headline says, Biden's army plans for mandated vaccines. Also, the French government considers making vaccines mandatory for everyone ages 24 to 59 in their country. What's happening, ladies and gentlemen? Hang tight.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Dr. Scott Bradley with us, freedomsrisingsun.com. Check out his incredible weekly webinars and more, 1,000-plus videos up on his website. To preserve the nation is the lifelong goal and collegiate series to match. All available at freedomsrisingsun.com. Check it out. So is the Delta variant of the COVID-19 a hoax, or is it a cover-up for COVID-19 vaccine-related deaths? I submit to you that it's both. When we say it's a hoax, I'm not saying that the disease isn't real. Others are saying you can't prove it exists. And I agree with that. They have not isolated it. That's a fact. I do know people are dying. I don't believe they're dying from nothing, though. Okay? So, you know what? There's something to this. But the reason it's a hoax is because they're wanting the massive government decisions globally to decide exactly what everyone does. You got to get the vaccine. You got to isolate. You got to shut down your business. You got to do all these mandated orders, which are doing nothing but destroying societies around the world. And the truth of the matter is 99% of the people who get COVID don't die. In fact, it's 99%+. I say 99 because that's a solid, safe. Okay, so if 99% of the people don't die, and the people who are dying have incredible morbidities that are leading to their deaths, in other words, other underlying conditions, etc., and then why don't we protect those people, but yet let the rest of us live life normally? If there are solutions out there like ivermectin and many other protocols to even improve that number of people surviving the COVID, why don't we and admit and use those protocols? And so the answer is, when I say it's a hoax, I'm not saying that people aren't dying or that it's not a serious issue. What I'm saying to you is they're manipulating this serious issue into a narrative that destroys everything we hold dear as they try to remake the world into a global tyranny. All right, so the Delta variant, you know what? How do we get this Delta variant? How do we get all these variants in the first place? Does the virus just continue to morph, or are they releasing different variants? Remember, either this came out of a lab, they claim, or it was came from a wet, you know, farm of animal, whatever. Meat market or whatever you want to call it. We don't have the equivalent exactly in America is why I'm hesitating. But, okay, so it came out of this. They lied to us for a year, said it came out of the meat market, whatever. All right, now, if it did, then how does it just keep morphing and appearing? Listen carefully. How does it appear in different areas of the world? So it goes all around the world as variant A. I'm just making it very simple. Variant B starts somewhere else. Variant C starts somewhere else. D, E, variant, whatever. Okay? How do they all of a sudden just mutate in a certain part of the world and then all of a sudden go to the rest of the world? And then mutate somewhere else, go to the rest of the world. We're debating if, well, it came out of the Chinese lab, but yet, man, there was a European version. And now there's a variant D in India version or whatever. And it goes, how does all that happen just simultaneously? We lived literally for a couple of thousand years since Jesus Christ, and we didn't have this. And now all of a sudden it's just like everywhere mutating like rapid fire. It's unbelievable from a scientific reality check, ladies and gentlemen. And then what they say is the science keeps changing. They're lying. And so I'm saying it's a hoax, not because it doesn't exist, even though there's proof that we have a tough time proving it exists. But I'm saying it's a hoax because of what they're doing because of it. All right? For example, Biden's army plans for mandatory vaccines. Now they're planning to go door to door. When in America have they ever gone door to door? French government considers making COVID-19 vaccines mandatory for everyone, 24 to 59? Wait a minute, I thought this affected the elderly primarily. Well, 59, why stop there? Why not say, you know, above 60? They're the ones that are 99% of the time getting harmed by this. Because they have an agenda. Now Rand Paul, Dr. Bradley, is introducing legislation to repeal mask mandates on planes. Now, on one hand, you got to give Dr. Rand Paul some credit by saying, hey, we want to stop this. You shouldn't be forced to wear a mask on a plane. On the other hand, you say, at least I say, I appreciate Dr. Rand Paul trying to put together legislation to stop this abuse. But the answer is not more legislation. It's like, oh, I need a new law to protect the Second Amendment. Oh, we need a new law for that. We already have laws on the books. We already have violations of those laws by government. You think that signing another law to ban vaccines on planes, number one, Rand Paul's chance of getting it through the House and the Senate are almost zero for passage. But even if he could, is another law going to stop them? It's like, oh, we need a balanced budget amendment. Well, we already should be balancing the budgets according to the laws. So I appreciate his efforts to highlight the problem and the abuses. But ladies and gentlemen, until we turn to the right source, God, instead of government, and until we call a halt to the con game, it isn't going to make a bit of difference. It's like, oh, I'm going to create a new law that says you can't commit adultery. You know, by golly, we need to support the Ten Commandments with a new law. You think that's going to help? So I don't mean to be cynical, doctor, but I do mean to call a spade a spade. They're playing so many games with this COVID vaccine that it is a hoax. They are covering up deaths. They're using it for wrongful purposes. They're not really even concerned with the danger. They're really painting the narrative in a way that promotes their tyranny and the downing of all things we hold dear and the destruction of America's life as we know it. That's the hoax, and that's what's going on. Anyway, I know that was a little bit of a long dissertation, but hopefully there's enough to chew on, sir.
Well, the problem is we've got about 27 topics that we could take off on any tangent. Here we've got, I've called it the Fauci facade from March of last year, and I stand by my position from the very beginning. It has been from the very beginning, and I can go back to March of last year when I did a major media television interview, and their direction, their thrust for the special that they were doing absolutely was mandatory vaccines, unequivocally without, it's not a storyline, it's not a narrative, it is a script, and it's across the board, and it's churches, and it's government agencies, and it's media, it's educational people, everything is. Now, you look at what the reality of life is. During the whole time of mortality, we have been in an environment with ever-changing threats of health and every other kind. God gave us an immune system. It adjusts to that. It responds. We've continued for all these many thousands of years with the ability to continue to adjust and make good of things. Now, you talk about, well, a year ago, if you fell out of an airplane and landed on a freeway, got ran over by a truck, it was COVID that killed you. And there's a little bit of a facade there, but I'm sure that they could swab your nose, run it enough iterations through the fake test, and come up with the fact you had COVID, and therefore it was a contributing factor. Now, if you go back and you look at, these are government statistics again. These are the CDC, they look at all causes of mortality every year. How many people died from the seasonal flu? How many died from car accidents? How many drowned? Whatever. And if you look at all causes of morbidity for last year, it's statistically a wash with the previous 5 years. We did not have a huge spike for any reason. It's been flat. And what happened was everything else was no longer caused as a cause of death, or noted as a cause of death. There were virtually no seasonal flu deaths. Usually we lose between 30 and 80,000 on seasonal flu death. And so what we have here is a manipulation of statistics, and it's for an agenda, and they're fulfilling their agenda. We lost our vote in the 2020 election by this process. We destroyed our economy. The tyranny is being imposed upon people. Our religious liberties are being destroyed. Our ability to peaceably assemble is being destroyed. And they're finding that this cause of, oh my goodness, we've got an emergency, we can declare anything. You look at what Cuomo did in New York here last week. He called out an emergency because of firearms. And of course, his Democrat legislature passed a deal in, you know, contradiction of the 2005 law that says firearms manufacturers can't be sued for an improper illegal use of their product. But the New York legislature and the governor now have kind of double teamed this thing, and they've said, you know what, guys, this worked so good last year. This thing we call an emergency. Suddenly, all hands on deck. We're willing to roll over, die, give up our liberty, and so they're going to do it for firearms. So this stuff is absolutely a manipulation. I do not believe that any of us had to take any additional quarantine measures last year to save ourselves from this dread disease. We have been lied to through our teeth, their teeth.
There's no doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen. We do admit people are dying from COVID or dying from something. There is an illness out there. We don't want to be such naysayers that, you know, we can't admit people are literally dying. The real question, though, is why and how and what could be done differently to solve it. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Thousands of Cubans marched in Havana and elsewhere on the island Sunday to protest food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis in one of the biggest anti-government demonstrations in memory.
We are here for the repression because they are killing us with hunger. The houses are falling and we have no homes. They have the money to build hotels while letting us go hungry.
Some of the most high-profile people in media, finance, and technology descended on Idaho's resort town of Sun Valley in private jets last week to address climate change. There were so many private planes, the FAA reported it briefly held planes on the ground at their departure airports to avoid congestion in the airspace around Sun Valley. The private conference is a summer camp for billionaires taking place since 1983. Notable attendees this year included Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, and Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
We all dreamed as children having our own spaceship to bounce around the solar system. To some billionaires, that dream is starting to take shape. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Lifting off from Spaceport America in Las Cruces, New Mexico, Branson was among three other mission specialists who reached speeds three times the speed of sound.
So just imagine a world where people of all ages, all backgrounds, from anywhere of any gender, of any ethnicity, have equal access to space. And they will in turn, I think, inspire us back here on Earth. If you've ever had a dream, now is the time to make it come true. And I'd just like to end by saying, welcome to the dawn of a new space age. Thank you.
Sunday's launch was pushed back about 90 minutes from its original start time. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
Dr. Bradley with me, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the problem that I have. It all comes down to agency. And what they're literally doing is destroying our agency, destroying everything that we hold dear over coronavirus, over guns, or over climate change. And they're destroying everything. For example, when do you remember Americans having government go door-to-door? The only time I remember in my whole life is the census. Now they want to go door-to-door for the vaccine push. They also want to go door-to-door for gun control. Pretty soon they're going to go door-to-door to climate change, or they're going to outright ban some of the most large energy usage things in your home. How will your life be when they change the literal way you run your home? They want to get involved in every aspect of your life. Here are the 10 household items that use the most electricity in your home, for instance. Heating, cooling, water heater, washer and dryer, that means clothes, lights, refrigerator, electric oven, dishwasher, computer, TV. All right, how much of that will they start to mess with and change in your life? They don't even mention your car use there. Where does that fit in? Is driving your car more abusive than the items in your home? Well, not if you buy an electric vehicle, maintained, regulated, subsidized by your government. So see, everything is becoming a government-centered rather than family or American-centered. Everything is government-censored and centered nowadays, Dr. Bradley. And that's why I say this is a hoax. That isn't about, hey, can we find a good solution to stop the COVID? It isn't about how can we really preserve life. They murder a baby, and then once it gets born, they want to murder it. If they don't murder it, they want to make sure you don't kill it with COVID. Okay, we go on and on and around the barn with pro-war, pro-abortion, and now control of vaccines and climate change and everything else. This is about control. This is about their narrative. This is about remaking the world in a tyrannical situation. Not only is Biden army going door to door, now the French government considering forcing vaccines on everyone. What kind of a world do we live in when we say a woman's body can't be violated so she can murder her baby, but yet your body can be violated and take a toxic serum into your blood by force, even though it's not even proven, tested, safe, or effective? I mean, this is serious indeed, that Americans better start to wake up to this, Dr. Bradley.
Well, it's been my position that universal insanity has settled upon certainly the nation and probably the whole world. And it's been exacerbated by a oxygen deprivation methodology that they've implemented, where it makes it difficult to get full oxygenation in the during the past year. And then you add to that the fluoridation process that diminishes your mental capacity. And I mean, the whole thing is all government driven. And you go back to the George Washington position and the founding fathers about government. It's not eloquence, it's not reason, it's force, and like fire, it's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And so what we have is, in the United States, a doctrine that the power of government is limited to the delegated authority. There is no other authority it has. Zero, nada, nothing. And unless and until Americans return to that original intent, that original formula, see, now there are no limits. They can examine, they can control, they can manipulate, and they can change anything they want in any aspect, the air you breathe, the water you drink, the climate that you live in your home, or how you transport yourself, or whether or not you medicate or don't medicate, how you educate yourself. And what has happened is that there has been a complete abandonment of the founding principles of this nation. Yeah, we have the skeletal remains of a House and a Senate and an executive and a judiciary. But it's only skeletal remains. It's dead for all intents and purposes because Americans have failed to protect their God-given rights. See, government doesn't, if a government thinks it can give rights, it can take them away. That's an absolute corollary. If it can give you some, it can take them away. And they believe they're the adjudicator of all rights. That's a United Nations position. That is not an American founding father's position. And so everything we've talked about today is, people need to start recognizing that the whole process has happened because we have abandoned our understanding. We the people are responsible for the kind of government we get. And if we're putting lessers in office, we could go off on a tangent on who sits in the Oval Office and the second in command right now, so to speak. Neither one of them is qualified to be in the office. Most of our senators and congressmen are not qualified to be in office. Certainly almost all governors and legislators in the states are not. What we have done is we are feeding at the trough of government goodie baskets, and we continue to sell ourselves out to glad-handing sycophants that are no longer willing to uphold their oath of office. It's a tragic travesty, and along with that tragic travesty is the tragedy that we get the kind of government we deserve. We've got to restore the baseline application of limited government, checks and balances, delegation of authority, and this will stop. But until we do that, they're going to keep thinking they can encroach in any place they want. What's his name? The Health and Human Services Secretary last Thursday says it's the government's authority and responsibility to know the vaccinated status of everybody. Well, and then they say there's no databases. Yeah, right. I mean, get your Constitution out. Read it carefully, and find out how they have the authority to do this. Where do they get the authority to keep dossiers on everybody? I mean, the NSA for years now has been collecting, I mean, this radio program is being collected for their databases. Your cellular phone call, your emails, your text messages. It's absolutely astounding to me how we allow this to happen. It's the Stasi and the KGB and any of these other Gestapo kinds of things that keep dossiers in a free society, not a truly free people. But now the Secretary of Health and Human Services is saying, oh, yeah, it's our duty to know the vaxxed status of all Americans.
Versus the unvaxxed, the status of the American people, which is unconstitutional, is all get out. We have a right to be secure in our lives, in our papers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But listen to this carefully. I talked about Biden's army coming. And whether they come to your door for vaccines or whether they come to your door for guns, who knows? But fundamental changes in America are happening from an idea that you can literally regulate and shut down healthy people in the name of the sick is one unique twist that we haven't seen in our lifetimes and beyond. In fact, I don't think it's ever happened. But now you got senators literally introducing legislation to try to allow you to not wear a mask on a plane. All right, now imagine these goons coming to your door, Dr. Bradley. How do you respond? There's two stories that I want to highlight in relation to this. I talked about one of them last week, but it relates here so well, I thought I'd bring it back to your attention. The device is called BolaWrap, and people are divided over a high-tech cop lasso. They call it a de-escalation tool. They say it wraps your arms and legs without pain. Olivia Munson, Arizona Republic is where this comes from. The BolaWrap is handheld like a taser, but shaped more like a cell phone. And once it's activated, it discharges an 8-foot Kevlar cord to restrain uncooperative suspects or non-responsive persons in crisis. And it all happens from a distance. All right, so keep that in mind. When they come to your door, will they be using BolaWrap? And then here's the next headline. Residents of New York City reacted to the NYPD's digital dog. It's a robot dog patrolling with officers now highlighted in a viral video. So are they going to roll to your house with a robot dog and a BolaWrap and say, you will take the vaccine, doctor? I know you've been a dissident for quite some time. After you get your vaccine, we might need to haul you off to isolation for reentry to life training, my friend. Is that where we are, Dr. Bradley?
Well, I certainly hope not. I mean, this sounds like something out of Wonder Woman and some other dystopian society movies that are out there. But I do know, and it's, there's not time to really convey the whole story, but I do know that your idea of re-education camps is very real in society. Someone I knew very well, a Vietnamese friend of mine, when he was able to escape with his wife and daughters from Saigon, if it wasn't the last jet out, it was close to it. At any rate, the family he left behind was subject to re-education camps. And because they had cooperated with the U.S. war effort there, and they were completely censored. Sounds like I got to finish this. I'll briefly finish it when we get back, but we need to think about where this is going in America, because these are very real, and they have been in societies for a long period of time.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Scott Bradley on your radio. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Being there with your child and being there for your child are two completely different things. One denotes a simple presence, which is a start, but can also be accomplished by someone other than you.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
See, that sheep did a fine job of being there with the child, but it didn't do a very good job of being there for the child. Now listen to the difference an involved parent can make.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
I'm not very good at algebra, but do you have any English questions? Because I done real good in English.
Oh, Mom.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay, so the algebra problem didn't get solved, but something better happened. Mom was there for her child. And when you're really there, they'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live. So Fox News did some segments recently on, quote, re-education camps for Trump supporters, etc. MSNBC and others called it a conspiracy theory by Fox. We've talked about concentration camps, re-education camps, since the days of World War II when the Japanese were put in concentration camps right here in America. What do you want to call them? You kind of got to really wonder, is that happening and can that happen again in America? And you think it can't happen, but short history shows that it can and that it very possibly will. When they say conspiracy theory, that's debatable as well. But when you literally have government knocking door to door, when you literally have the contact tracing programs brought about by COVID, when you literally have government deciding whether you wear a mask or not, whether you leave your house or not, for healthy people, they don't even have you proven sick, but they're going to assume you're sick or assume you are under their jurisdiction, and that's all there is to it. And if you do anything else, you become a terrorist. If you think anything else, if you advocate for anything else, you become an enemy to the state, to the point where now they're focusing on domestic terrorism. So when they focus on domestic terrorism, when they have people going door to door, when they say any type of re-education camp is a conspiracy theory, but at the same time you have mainstream press talking about it, then in addition you have them saying, well, if you have the COVID, we might have to isolate you. If you don't have a place in your home to isolate you, we might have to isolate you in government facilities somewhere. It starts to become scary because nothing's official until it's been denied, is what Jerry Hughes used to speak of. This is serious, and this is kind of where we are. The more they deny it, the more real I believe it actually ends up becoming, Dr. Bradley.
Well, you look at what Cuomo did in New York. He reinterred people. You know, they called them internment camps. He took the most vulnerable of all the people and put them in where? Rest homes. Oh, my goodness. Tens of thousands of people died because of Cuomo. He should be in prison, tried for crimes against humanity. But the fact of the matter is, we have done internment camps in the United States. I mean, you look at the Japanese. I mean, the guy that became the Supreme Court Chief Justice, Earl Warren, was the guy that was really fostering and encouraging that out of Japan, for crying out loud. I mean, this is the kind of reality we're living in. And other nations have experienced it to a great degree. And, of course, you know, they got pretty out of hand in the old World War II era in Europe, and we saw millions of people that were put to death. But the re-education concept, the idea of, oh, we might take your child because, you know, you might be sick, so we got to take care of your child. What? Poof, gone. Your kids are gone. Whatever. So these things are something that we need to talk about and recognize there is no government agency, no authority to do whatsoever. But just go back to that Vietnamese story for just a brief second. My friend that got out with his wife and two little girls, he left the rest of his family there. They were put into internment camps for re-education. And there were no communication, really, until one day he got a letter from a sister that talked about one of their brothers that was really doing well. He was in a really good place, and it was so wonderful for him. Well, the communist censors said, hey, this is good news. We can let this out. What they didn't know was the backstory on that. Their brother had been killed in the old imperial ancient imperial city of Hue in the Tet Offensive in 1968. So here they're saying one of their brothers who was dead was far better off than they who were left behind to be re-educated. And so, I mean, because the communists didn't know the backstory on that, they let this good news get through. But my friend knew very well what his sister was saying. It's a hell. And so we in America, we think things like that can't happen here, can't come here. I think that when the all the stuff that happened for the last nearly year and a half, and how the scared rabbits bunkered up and hunkered down, and how we allowed governors and other manipulative tyrants become monarchs, unelected to do anything other than live the constitutional law, whether it's your state or whether it's your national constitution. They have no authority to make law. They made law. They sent out mandates that were enforced upon people. And they have truly manipulated not only our economy, but our religious services. And there wasn't a whimper. Most Americans,
not only was there not a whimper, Dr. Bradley, sorry to interrupt, not only was there not a whimper from the American people for the most part, a few of us spoke up, but for the most part it was silence. There was divided. I had a church pastor come on the radio with me several weeks ago, and he highlighted that, you know what, he stood up against the vaccines and sued and won, and his church was allowed to be open. He was one of the first people to sue and win. And he basically talked about how it destroyed his whole church in a way, because his whole church divided in half. And one group was saying, good for you. We support you. We thank you for telling the truth and standing up as a true black regiment truth teller at our pulpit. The other half literally left the church. And he highlights how this is true all over the country. So not only is there not a whimper, but very few people even stand up, and the rest are against us on this. So anyway, long story short, he tells how his church ripped in half and almost fell apart. Now that he's made his stand, his church is bigger than it's ever been because more people are joining, saying, we love your stance, we agree with you, thank you so much, we're coming to your church services. So the end tale is good news that his church is bigger than it once was. However, this is destroying our society. I mean, you literally have family against family, son against daughter, mom against daughter, and you have divisions everywhere because of this agenda they're pushing. Because they've indoctrinated and lied to the people to the point where, hey, and now they're literally pushing these concentration camps to say, if you're not telling the tale as the government wants it told, you are an enemy of the state. So we're talking about the untold truth of America's World War II internment camps. How will that affect today? Will we see, quote, re-education camps in the United States? Will they say we're a big enough threat to where they've got to, like the Japanese were a big threat at the time, are we a big enough threat to their agenda that we must be hauled off and either re-educated or held from society so that our views aren't shared or known? Is that where we're headed? And you could say to me, Sam, that'll never happen, and I pray you're correct, but you know what? A year ago, you would have told me we could never shut down every aspect of our society for a whole year. But they did, Doctor.
You know, it's interesting to me. I know we're just about out of time, but I'll tell you what the religion should have done. Perspective from an Americanist perspective, from a Christian perspective that dates back to the Christian era, that and the best formula of Peter and John in the fifth chapter of Acts, where they told the authorities to take a long hike on a short pier, and they were going to obey God rather than the authorities. But here's what, in my opinion, should have happened, and I'm pleased that your pastor had this experience to some degree. When they came out with their mandates, we're shutting you down. It should have been, and I could say this a lot more enthusiastically, but the heck you say. In fact, we're going to do a class action lawsuit against you, Governor. We're going to invite all other religions to participate in that class action lawsuit, regardless of their religious belief or even who their God is. If you want to have Allah on your side, I mean, let's bring the Jews, the Mohammedans, let's bring in the Baptists, the Methodists, the Mormons, the Catholic, everybody. We're going to put a class action lawsuit against your violation, not only of your oath of office, but our religious liberty as guaranteed and upheld, not just because it's a God-given right, but our the document you took an oath to uphold, and you said before God that you would do it, you're violating it now. We're going to do a class action lawsuit against you. I think what would have happened is you would have had a lot of, did you misunderstand what we just said? Somehow, it got spun in the press. It was manipulated. I think you would have seen a back off so fast.
Not only should we have filed those lawsuits, but we should have en masse gone to church and just said, listen, we're going to bring our Bibles to school. We're going to go to church. We're not going to let you shut us down. We're going to trust in God and have faith for healing. We're not going to trust in man-made solutions. You know what? Work on whatever you want to if you're honest about your deliveries, and we'll accept that as an option. Sometimes God inspires men to do great things, but we're not going to accept this narrative. The American people should have stood up right from the beginning, and I was saying this from the start. So were you. It took several people to come aboard, but now we've exposed it, and people can see it for what it is. They shut us down for a year. And even insurance companies haven't raised their rates because there's not been an outpouring of death. Had there been, life insurance rates would have skyrocketed. None of those things happened. And the fact is, 99%+ of the people don't even die who get COVID. 99%+. And if we had ivermectin and some natural solutions, the percentage is so minuscule. It's shocking. Now, people are dying. It is real. But what's real is what you got to ask yourself. Somebody, you've got to die of something. Many of these morbidities. So they know this, but they don't care. They're using it to not let a good crisis go to waste. They're using it to destroy our society as we know it. And right now they're basically trying to pivot to the next level, which is put guys like me and Dr. Bradley in concentration camps or re-education camps. Shut us down is the first step. Demonize us, vilify us, eventually haul us off to camps. You can say it's us, but later it will be you, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't do something now. But they're literally working on this. They're using climate change. They're using the vaccines. They're using gun control. They're using all these common narratives as their agenda. But the First Amendment is under attack like never before. And we, the people, need to call it for what it is. I get how people were deceived in the beginning. But now, if you're not standing up, heaven help us, doctor.
Well, everything that's happened on this has been slapshot sciences. There's no science behind it. You stop and think about it. They say, oh, we got this mRNA, an unproven, never used before technology that we're putting in humans now. It's a biologic that's experimental. They say, oh, no, it's safe, it's effective. The safety and effectiveness has been tried. If you got the injection and you didn't die within 30 minutes, must be okay. The problem is we got long-term effects. But here's the issue. They did it in warp speed. That's what they called the project. And people say, oh, yeah, well, it was a miracle. They took away all the impediments. No, they didn't. They took off all the safety gates. See, the reason it takes a while to get some of these things through the system is that they have to do efficacy and safety tests. They didn't. Again, if you call a nanosecond of watching after an injection a safety test, I guess you could call it that. But all of the safety, all of the efficacy things with an unproven technology that is now not approved, it is emergency use only. And the way it's being touted at every level, whether it's across the pulpit in the religions that are supporting this, or in the news media, or by politicians, or by educators, is that this is an approved approach to make us all safe again. I saw a commercial on TV. Holy cow. Everybody was hugging and kissing, and they were so glad they were out of their prison. But really, it's a complete lie. Everything. The vaccine's here. We're all safe.
Well, and the most important thing is they're going to pivot this to the next levels of tyranny. You might be able to walk around free as long as you're vaccinated and masked. Otherwise, your life will be seriously curtailed. Where do we go, ladies and gentlemen? We better stand up, and we better do it quickly. Dr. Bradley, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thanks for having us, and God bless America. We're going to need his help all the way to the end.
Amen. FreedomsRisingSun.com, LovingLiberty.net, God Save the Republic.